Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Crew Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упоминать Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. What was that line in Goodwill Hunting? We're having a taster's choice moment for men. Me and Schaefer and Sorrentino were in here having a taster's choice moment for men. We were having a little Hallmark moment talking about hanging out, you know, at home. Like, as I mentioned to you, we bought a new house, and there's a interesting part of this house, and it's a house I can barely afford, and given the fact that I can barely afford the house, that just doesn't end there. They have these cabinets built into, like, where the family room is and where there was an office where you're supposed to stick a 36-inch TV set. And they have three of these throughout the house. So not only can I not afford the house, but now I can't afford the three TV sets that I got to buy to fill up these cabinets, these holes in the walls. Can't afford the house? You'll love the big hole in the wall. You have to stick a big 86-inch radar screen in there, man. You got to stick like a satellite dish in there. What if you bought a house with a big satellite dish pad out back? Well, better put up a damn satellite dish out there. Got the big concrete pad for it. There's a certain presumptuousness, isn't there, of home builders? You know, well, son of a bitch can afford the house. He might as well afford these three TV sets. And why don't we pour that big concrete pad out back? He can put a helicopter on there. So you not only have the home, Mr. Henry, you have the three big empty spaces where you can put your 36-inch TVs. That's four of them, by the way. We have the pad, put the satellite dish, and you can land your helicopter right over here, okay? And so you built me a helicopter landing pad. Well, sure, you. What, are you trying to tell me you can't afford one? And buy the house, you can't afford a helicopter? What kind of a cheap creep are you? And then, of course, down here we have the barranca where you can herd your cattle. I don't have any cattle. Well, what the hell are you buying all this land for? So wait a second. You don't have a helicopter. You ain't got your three 36-inch TV sets. You haven't got a satellite dish to put on a concrete pad we poured for it. And now you have the gall to tell me that you don't have cows to herd? Come on! Everybody here at Diaper Creek has cattle. Welcome to Diaper Creek. 36 head of cattle with every home purchase. Did you ever see Rawhide? Got to get the beeves to Sedalia. I got to get my beeves down out of the barranca and into the garage for the night. I ain't going to fit in, man. Yeah, you're right. I ain't going to fit in. It's going to suck. Everybody's got cattle. Everybody's got beeves. So we're talking about this, and I brought up an interesting thing. I thought it was interesting to me. I don't know ever whether I'm interesting to other people. When I talk, I have no idea whether anybody gives a crap. Honest to God, I just don't. It seemed like, you know, Schaefer, his eyes were open for a while, so it seemed like he was fighting back to sleep to listen to me. And Sorrentino, too, although Tony nods out in the middle of a train wreck, this guy's asleep. Tony could have been on that Egypt Air, man. He'd just be sleeping all the way down. And then they'd find him floating asleep. Hey, this one alive. He's asleep, but he's alive. So had a conversation with the guys the other night, our oldest guy. And actually, we said this to all the kids. We said, if the time comes that you feel like you want to take a drink, you take it here at home. This is where you will be safe. And this is where we would prefer that you be. And this is also a good excuse to give to your friends who will be pressuring you out there in the world when you get into high school, especially. Come on, man, how about a drink? How about a beer? Or whatever. And you can always say to them, I don't have to drink out here. I can drink at home. And our eldest thought that was the coolest thing in the world. He went, God, man, that is fantastic. He was really excited that there was a viable excuse that you could give to your peers. That you could save face with by telling that you don't want to take a drink. I don't want to have a beer with you guys. I don't want to be out here slugging down this slow gin out here in an alley someplace or wherever the hell these guys are. I can go home and have this if I want to. He was really excited because that, and I was listening, and I said, well, that's the whole thing. I mean, that's it. I mean, it's not so much that they want to drink or they don't want to drink. These poor guys, they don't want to look like a jerk in front of his friends. He doesn't want to look like a schmuck, gold-plated. I mean, isn't that your experience if you're a parent? And I don't know if you are or not, or maybe your experience as a kid. It wasn't whether or not you wanted to drink. It was, how do I get out of this? How am I going to get out of this? How am I going to get out of dropping a tab of acid, smoking a reefer, whatever, taking this drink? Whatever it is that people are trying to put me into, what situation they're trying to put me into, how am I going to get myself extricated from this and save face and still not look like a total schmuck at school on Monday? So we figured, well, this is the way to go. You tell the kids that you can drink at home if you really, really, really feel like you want it. This and only this place is where you will do that. And then, of course, they're, oh, cool, can we bring our friends? No. You may not bring your friends. Not because I don't want you to have friends, but that's the last thing I need. That's the last thing that I, especially I, need. A house full of 15-year-olds slugging down Jim Beam. Hey, Mr. Henry said it was okay. And then the raid, and then the charges for contributing to the delinquency, and the, you know, and next thing you know, it's...
Phil Henry, host of the nationally syndicated talk show, got arrested the other day.
In fact, I was at his house, and that's the kind of mess you don't need. Not with my life, and not with my luck. But I said, no, you guys can hang out here, and you guys can have this as your safe domain. And it felt kind of neat. It felt kind of nice. And so that was the end of that. And I, by the way, I cooked the steaks okay. The kids weren't belly aching about that. And that was the evening that we had. I'm just telling you about our Sunday night, nothing more. What else happened? Oh, yeah, then we did a goofy game where we stick our arms under the other guy's armpits, and so we pretend like our arms are their arms, and that we did that. And then I got drunk on tequila. And I generally have these conversations with the kids while I'm drinking, by the way. And they're going, what the hell? What are you drinking tonight? Well, this is, happens to be tequila. And let me tell you kids one thing. That's the most obnoxious thing, a drunken adult trying to lecture you on the safety or the relative lack thereof of drinking. No, I was not. I'm kidding. Then later on, I got belted. But we were talking to him, I was sober, and then I locked myself downstairs with a bottle of Milagro, which, by the way, Bill gave me. And it's not bad, Bill. I bought another bottle of that stuff. It's okay. It's that tan gold style. Gold is not good for sipping. Only that silver jazz. I love that. And I tried to make that sangrina, by the way. You know what it tastes like? It's not so much what it tastes like. It looks like mud. It came out like real thick Bloody Mary muddy mix. And it was not very good. It was lousy. I made a whole pitcher of it. I was so excited about it. And I took one swallow of this stuff, and I thought I was gagging. I don't know what I thought I was drinking, but it sure didn't taste like anything that was supposed to go down that hole anyway. So the Sangrita experiment, that went to hell too, just so you guys know. This is the Phil Henry Show. Other than that, everything just went hunky-dory at the house. The old house. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, talking about the, among other things, the challenge of addressing alcohol and its uses with young people, especially emerging adolescent people. Okay, here's where it's at. They see you drinking, and with our guys, I mentioned the other night, we said, well, if you're going to drink, this is the place, here at home, this is where we want you to do that. And no, you may not bring your friends here, but at least you can tell your friends that when they're pressuring you to have a drink, no, thank you very much. We can drink at home. We don't need to be drinking out here sitting on the hood of a car or standing in an alley or hanging around a liquor store waiting for some guy who looks old enough to go in and get us a six-pack of beer or a case of slow gin or whatever it is that is your libation for the evening. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Corona on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good, sir.
And I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you.
I tell you, that's a tough one for me because my son started drinking about a year or so ago. He is 18 now, he's 17, and we had caught him with alcohol on his breath. And so we knew that he was with his friends after hours, basically after basketball games or after football games.
Yes, sir.
And I had told him the same thing. I said, I would like you, if you're going to drink, I'd like you to stay here at home, or at least drink with your mother and me. And that would be any place. For instance, it could be at home, or it could be in a restaurant, or a place where...
In other words, a place where he has your supervision?
Well, where he's with his mother and father, yes. And so that was my deal. I said, that's a deal for you, that's a deal for me. And he said, yes, sir. So we went out. My wife and I had our 18th wedding anniversary. We took our oldest son. And he was with us that evening. So the other kids were at home with a babysitter. And I said, if you want to have a drink, that's fine with me.
How old was he then?
He was approaching his 18th birthday. He was 17.
So he's drinking at a restaurant with you, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, sir, he was. But he drank. I had a drink. I drink bourbon. My wife drinks wine. My son was drinking some scotch or bourbon. And he wound up drinking and enjoying himself, and I noticed that he was putting them back pretty good. And what happened was I wound up getting sick that night because I overdrank, and I told him that he was forbidden to drink with me. Because
you got sick, or did he get sick?
I got sick.
Why are you forbidding him to drink with you?
I do not want him drinking around me anymore, no. Because I had told him that he was going to drink with me, but he wound up drinking bourbon, and so I drank bourbon, and I wound up vomiting and passing out. And so I've forbidden him to drink with me.
Okay, you got me. I don't know why it is that he can't drink with you.
Because of the fact that he can hold his liquor better than me, and he made me look very foolish that night, and this was my 18th... It was my 18th wedding anniversary.
And so he drank you... In other words, he drank more than you did.
He can hold his liquor better than me. And he made me feel very, very foolish. So I told him, and this is the danger I think you run, any parent runs this danger. If you tell a child, you can drink with me, all right, and then the child doesn't drink, I mean, the child does drink with you, and the child winds up drinking more than you and drinking better than you, you look like a fool.
Well, the reason why you don't want to drink with this kid is because he drinks more liquor than you or something? He holds his liquor better?
Well, yes, sir, that is correct.
Well, what difference does that make if he holds his liquor better than you? How long have you been drinking?
I'm 38. Well, I've been drinking since I was 15. I'm 38, so that's 23 years.
It's 23 years. And your son, who's 18, drank you under the table. Is that true? Your son drank you under the... He's 18 and you're 38, and your son drank you under the table.
Well, if you take some particular delight in reminding a man of something that he would rather not remember.
No, I'm not taking any delight in anything other than asking the very simple question. The night that you took your son out with you and your wife to celebrate your wedding anniversary, your son was drinking bourbon?
He was drinking, I believe he was drinking bourbon, yes.
And you were drinking what?
I was drinking bourbon. He was emulating me.
And how many drinks did he have?
I know that I probably had about two or three.
You had... Okay, now I'm confused.
What I'm saying is he was challenging me, so I went to my limit on this deal.
You went to your limit on this deal. You had two or three drinks?
I had about... We're talking about bourbon now, okay? I'm not talking about that tequila you're talking about. I'm talking about...
Were you trying to keep up with your son?
I was... Yeah, my son wanted to throw him back with me. So I tried to keep up with him, and he wound up... I wound up getting sick, and he tried to make me look foolish. But I'll tell you something. You never, ever want to push yourself like that.
Wait a minute. You had two or three drinks. Your son had how many? I mean, I guess you don't know.
I don't know because I passed out.
So you were dead-ass drunk on the floor after two drinks?
I don't understand.
Are you saying that you passed out and vomited into a toilet, I assume?
Well, if I'm lucky enough, I threw up in the car and in a restaurant because my son wanted to really go. He wanted to go belly-to-belly, toe-to-toe, so I said, let's do it. And I wound up getting...
Let's do it. I mean, how many... You say you had two or three drinks.
That's correct.
And you consider that really pushing it.
I don't understand.
Well, two or three drinks of bourbon, to me, is not exactly pushing it, okay?
So, in other words, what you're doing here is you're trying to make me look like a fool. because you're the big tequila man. Is that it?
No, it's not that I'm the big tequila man, and I don't think that your son was trying to make you look stupid. You're trying to tell me that you went belly-to-belly, toe-to-toe, drink-for-drink with your son, and you wound up throwing up in the restaurant and puking all over the seats of your car after two drinks.
We were pushing it, yeah.
You were really pushing it, huh? You were really going mano-a-mano with your kid.
I don't know if that's sarcasm I detect.
You better believe it's sarcasm, because it doesn't sound to me like you were going mano-a-mano at all. It sounds to me like you had two drinks and you puked your guts up. How are you?
Hold on for a minute, Mr. Henry. I come from Tennessee, and Tennessee is sipping whiskey country.
And I'm familiar with Tennessee's whiskey. I know Jack Daniels is brewed in Tennessee.
That's correct, okay. So I don't know what it is you're trying to tell me. Are you calling me a lightweight?
Yeah, I'm calling you a lightweight.
Wait, and you're Mr. Tequila, is that? I don't understand what you're saying. I was trying to teach my son a lesson about drink. I'll go belly to belly with you. I'll go toe to toe with you and drink for drink with you or any one of your listeners. And
if you're going to go drink to drink, drink for drink with me, pal, you better be ready to do better, more than two drinks a night.
So how many can you do?
Well, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking bourbon, my man. I'm drinking Tennessee. I'll drink some Tennessee sipping whiskey, too. Whatever you got.
Well, I tell you what, I can do more than two drinks. Jesus, I'll do a couple of shots with beers. Just gets me warmed up. What are you talking about?
Sounds to me like you're talking real big talk. You know, you got to walk the walk before you can talk the talk, mister.
Wait a second. I'm not trying to chat. I'm not trying to do any macho here. You said that your son drank you under the table, and it was a real drink-for-drink night, and you had two glasses of bourbon, and you puked your guts up?
And you, sir, I called up to be a part of your talk radio program. It sounds to me as if you're trying to humiliate me the same way that my son tried to humiliate me.
And I'm not trying to humiliate you. I'm simply saying that drinking two glasses of bourbon ain't going toe-to-toe, belly-to-belly, mano-a-mano, whatever the hell, drink-for-drink, whatever the hell you want to call it. That's lightweight, man. That is lightweight.
And you are some kind of a real big talker. You better walk the walk before you can, you know, talk the talk, mister. Because I'll go drink for drink with you.
You'll go drink for drink with me.
You better believe it.
What's your limit?
I can do three, four drinks.
Three or four drinks?
You laughing at me?
Yeah, I'm laughing at you. What are you talking about? Hold on for a minute. Is this guy for real? Hey, man, I can do three or four in a night, so you better watch out. Phil Henry Show.
Y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. So, interesting conversation. I got a gentleman on the line in Corona. And we'll take some other phone calls. And I mentioned that we were talking with the kids the other night about when to drink. And we said, well, you know, when you start drinking, drink at home, if you're all that interested in it. Because I do drink in front of the kids. I'm not going to alter my behavior to pretend like this does not exist. Because that simply makes it almost a forbidden fruit in a way. It makes it some secret ritual. When in point of fact, drinking is an accepted and is a legal part of the society that we live in. But by the same token, I don't want these guys getting into any trouble. So the discussion we had centered around where it is that you would take your first drink. And we said, if you're going to take your first drink, it will be in this house. And this gentleman, now your son had his first drink with you guys, right?
That is correct. Well, no, sir. He had his first drink with his buddies, and I said, I would prefer that you drink with me. And that's when he wanted to be a big shot and try to go toe-to-toe with me, and because he's much, much younger than me, obviously he can outdrink me. And I've been known that. I love my whiskey. I love my whiskey dearly. But
your son, well, let me get a caller on the line here in San Pedro, a car phone, get another point of view. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
you
said when you were said
it's a little amusing to me. I cannot drink him.
Who are you talking about?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir, I am.
I find that very, very amusing, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I find that very amusing.
I find that amusing?
I find that amusing. You claim, how tall are you?
How tall am I?
Yeah. What is your body weight, in other words? Because that's generally...
I'm 5'6".
All right. And how much do you weigh?
Well, I don't think we need to go there.
Well, but the reason why I'm asking
about
is...
About average build.
The reason why I'm asking is that's how much alcohol you can take, okay? Now, I went mano a mano with my 18-year-old son, and he's a very young man, and he drank me under the table.
I think what
drank you under the table.
Not getting what, and what I'm not understanding is that you're talking about drinking mano a mano, and it's all some big macho thing, and you only drink two drinks. So that may be your limit, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not making fun of you at all, but I would suggest you drop off the macho stuff.
What are you saying? Hold on for a second, because now I don't understand.
What we're trying to say to you is two drinks. You say you went drink for drink with your son, and he drank you under the table, which certainly is language that we have all heard spoken, and we all speak that language occasionally.
Right.
That's the language of macho, okay?
That's the language I grew up with, Mr. Henry. I come from Knoxville, Tennessee.
All right, hold on for a minute, okay? Two drinks ain't exactly what I call a big drinking bout, all right?
I want you to be very clear. Are you saying that I'm some kind of a lightweight? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't call to put you down.
I wouldn't say that.
What are you saying?
For instance, I like to drink Chivas, okay?
Which is a real pussy drink, by the way.
And okay, there's no need to insult me, sir. I'm not insulting you. You know,
well, you are intimating, sir, that I'm a lightweight.
You had two big drinks. That's not what I call going toe to toe, fist for fist.
How big were the drinks? Maybe they were like,
Were they big drinks?
They were in a cocktail. No, they were they were good size. They were in a cocktail glass.
It's like a little short rocks glass, or
yeah, on the rocks. Yeah. What are you talking about?
So you had those little
straight.
Yeah, straight whiskey.
Straight, no Coke or anything.
No, ma'am. Straight whiskey. That's how we drink it in Tennessee.
How you drink it in Tennessee.
On the rocks, yeah.
That's how I drink my Chivas, which is, by the way, a pussy drink, the way you put it. I can have four Chivas before I even start dinner.
Oh,
bull crap.
I'm telling you, I can have four Chivas Regals before I even have dinner.
I can have four shots of tequila before dinner.
Well, now the two of you are trying to make me look like a fool. Okay.
No, I just suggesting you drop the macho talk. If two drinks is a lot of drinks to you, then hey, that's a lot of drinks to you.
So now you're condescending to me. Now you're going to make me feel better about it?
Is that
what you're doing? You're making me feel better about it?
No.
Do you want me to be condescending, or do you want me to be putting you down? Pick one.
Well, that's what you're doing. I'm not. You're telling me you could outdrink me, a little girl like you. Is that what you're telling me?
Whatever you want to call me.
I'm telling you that. Hey,
yeah.
Pal, I'm telling you that. This lady, all 5'6" of her, can put you away. She can put you...
Definitely. Where you're in Corona, I'm in San Pedro. I wish I could meet you now because I would do it.
Goddamn both of you to hell.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that was not necessary.
Two big drinks, man, you know.
Ooh, wow.
We got ourselves a party tonight, huh? Jesus. What's with this cat? And he's laying it out there. Yeah, my son, he drank me under the table, and
it made me look so bad.
Yeah. I was working on my...
He was talking about 8, 9, 10.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe you and I are heavy drinkers. I don't think so. I mean,
maybe we're just alcoholics.
What I like to do is, if I'm at a party or something, I could go to like 3 Chivas and then go and have dinner. And then maybe have a beer after some. I don't know. But I don't drink during the week. I don't drink when I know I have to work the next day.
I used to drink a lot more. I'm from Texas, actually.
Right.
And I just recently moved here. And I used to drink a lot more than I do here.
Now, you mentioned that you grew up in a home where they did encourage you to have your drinks at home if you're going to drink. Correct?
Right. Yeah, my mother gave me my first drink. It was a pink lady or a pink squirrel or something like that. We were out to dinner, my mother, my father, and I, and she gave me my first drink, and I liked the taste of that, and I was probably about 12, 13, something like that.
I'm not talking about giving them a drink. I'm talking about if the pressure's so much on the outside.
Right, and well, it evolved from that. And actually, my mother wasn't the one that said, I would like you to drink. And my best friend's mother had told us that. And,
okay.
And she and I, just the two of us, were allowed to drink at her home.
Oh, that's pretty
good.
But
my best friend was not one that ever cared to drink at all. So we never took her mother up on it, but it was offered, and her mother had alcohol, then we could have had it anytime we wanted.
That's pretty cool. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anyway, 1-800. Is this guy back? Sir, I did not mean to humiliate you, okay?
I have already informed the man who answered the phone that I will not take any more insults.
I did not mean to humiliate you, okay?
I heard the comments that you made after I hung up. And
I also heard your profanity directed at me.
I do apologize for that.
Well, I heard your profanity directed at me and the caller just because, for whatever reason, you perceived that we were trying to put you down.
I went toe-to-toe with that man. And
your son.
That is correct. Toe-to-toe. Beat me by a drink or two. I don't know.
Yeah, but you say you passed out drunk. All right, never mind. Never mind, okay? I mean, if you're a big drinker, you're a big drinker. Here's Concord on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, what's up? What's with this guy? I mean, he's sitting here saying he's going toe-to-toe with his kid. He only had two drinks.
Hey, pal, I come from Knoxville, Tennessee. Sipping whiskey.
What does that mean?
Sipping
they can only
whiskey.
Have two drinks in Knoxville?
Sipping whiskey country.
And?
You ever had good old Tennessee sipping? You ever had Jack Daniels?
Look, I've had too many drinks in my time, and I know for one, I'm not going to have two drinks and be crying my eyes out that my kid outdrank me.
All I'm saying is it was a good, hard-nosed night of drinking, and my son won.
And a hard-nosed night? You had, like, what, 5 minutes of drinking? What did you have? Two drinks.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying you are a lightweight. L-I-A-T.
You laughing at me? Are you laughing at me? I'm a lightweight, huh?
Yeah.
Listen to me. I had two big drinks of Jack Daniels.
So what, man?
I mean, you
so
sit up
what?
Here saying, I had two big drinks of Jack Daniels. So what?
How much can you drink of Jack Daniels?
I can take the whole bottle and still walk home on the line. And
that
stop
is
on a dime.
Such bull crap.
That is not bull crap.
That is such bull crap. First of all, if you drank a whole bottle of Jack Daniels, you'd die within 30 seconds.
No.
Hey, buddy, I don't know where you've been, and I'm not trying to say I'm a big drinker, okay? All I'm trying to tell you, sir, is that two drinks ain't exactly what I call a big night of drinking, okay? That's not... I mean, the guy just asked a good question. How long did this night last?
How long did the night last? I guess the two of you guys think you're big time, huh?
No, just how long did this last?
Probably exactly.
At least an hour.
An hour?
Yes, sir.
An hour to have two drinks? And then you threw up. I mean, you didn't have time to let it digest. I mean, come on now.
You threw up in the car?
All right, I will say it again, sir, and I don't mean any disrespect, but goddamn both of you to hell.
I love you, too.
He hung up again. Hey, Mike, if this cat calls back, let him back in all night. I love talking to him. Just let him back in all night. I'll put him back on the air. I don't think he gets it. He had two big drinks of Jack Daniels, almost a full hour of drinking.
I know.
And then puked his guts.
And puked
his guts up on the front seat of his car.
I mean, that's enough time to let it digest, walk around, have a cigarette, go have a sandwich, come back, and drink again. While his kid was probably still drinking and didn't stop. He gets upset. His wife's probably sitting there looking at him like, honey, you know, you've reached your limit. And he's like, no, I can beat him. I can take this guy. Come on, let me go.
Unbelievable. All right, sir. You say you've drank too much in your life.
I have drinking too much. I'm only 23, and I mean, I was in the military, so you know we can drink.
You have to slow down there.
Yeah.
You're not drinking the torpedo juice, are you? What the hell are those guys doing? What is that crap those guys made in the Gulf? They made that potato whiskey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they made some nasty stuff over there because they couldn't drink in Saudi Arabia.
No.
So they would moonshine this stuff.
Yeah.
And they made it out of, like, the juice they drain out of Scud missiles and things. Oh, God. And they'd strain it through that, that cheesecloth.
Yeah.
And they'd drink this out of a jug. They'd drink this stuff. You'd get drunk. You'd get a good buzz on. You'd go blind. But, you know.
You'd lose all your senses.
The last thing you saw, it'd be something nice. Like the sunset. All right, pal. Thanks for calling tonight. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Well, you know, I don't understand what the guy from Tennessee was attempting to teach his son.
I think the point was, and I brought this up, that I want the kids, when they start drinking, to drink at home.
Right. I, I agree with that. It's a good way to show your kids that you can drink moderately and responsibly and safely,
right,
and not get excessive and be wild and go drive.
Right.
And then
and they don't have to be under the pressure of their friends forcing them to drink somewhere out in the world where you have no you don't know where they are and you don't know what they're doing.
Right, and they're breaking the law. And then
right.
So this guy takes his kid to a restaurant and teaches him, here, son, we're going to go where it's illegal for you to drink. And not only am I going to help you break the law in this restaurant, I'm going to make you. I'm going to allow you to challenge me. I'm going to let you tell me how to have my wedding anniversary, and we're going to have a drinking contest. And I don't care who drank who under what table. That is just the most idiotic way to try to teach your kid something. I mean, that's like telling your kid about gun safety and going out and having a duel in the middle of the street.
Oh yeah, going out and shooting target shooting where it's illegal. Exactly. Yes.
It's just so idiotic. I mean,
this is where I believe that this is not the cause of alcoholism, because I think that's a physical disease, but it sure is the reason why there's so many sloppy drunks out there and so many people that don't have any social etiquette or knowledge of drinking, and why there are a lot of kids getting in trouble with the law by simply breaking the alcohol beverage laws by trying to purchase it underage, you know?
Exactly. And then to think that the kid's not going to go out with his buddies the next weekend and say, hey, look what I learned from my dad. I can drink more than him.
All right, man. Thank you very much for your call. Phil Henry Show here. 1-800. The guy called back? Oh, put him right through. Put the guy through. We'll take the break and we'll talk to him. Oh, I got to talk to him some more. I love him. It's the Phil Henry Show. Get his first name, too, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Are you back there, sir?
I am. I did not call back to be humiliated.
I know, but you're back and you're not going to damn me to hell again?
I am not here to be humiliated. I'm here to make a point about underage drinking and the fact that, and also to defend my home state of Tennessee. And yes, sir, to defend my manhood, because I think I got some people who are calling me a lightweight. And I'll tell you, that gets on the fighting side of me.
And you had two drinks, and you puked up your guts up, okay? And
yeah, and what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with puking after two drinks, but you can't sit here and tell me that that's heavyweight drinking.
And what are you trying to say? You're trying to say I'm a lightweight. And what are you trying to say about my son?
I'm saying that your son can drink more than you.
And that's exactly what I don't want him to do. And he said to me, come on, Dad, let's have a couple of drinks. And I go down there, you know, he want to go toe-to-toe. I said, I'll go toe-to-toe with you any time of the day or week, a day of the week. Anytime, day or night, any day of the week, son, I've spilt more than you drunk. And then he makes me look like a fool.
Yeah, he made you look like a fool, man. Because you, dude, drank two drinks and vomited all over the place, okay? That's all I'm saying. Here's Moreno Valley on the Phil Henry Show.
All right, so this is a continuation of the humiliation on me.
No, I've been taking some more phone calls from people.
Oh, yeah, I've got to say this, man. Hey, I know 12-year-olds that can drink more than you, guy.
Hey, buddy. I come from Knoxville, Tennessee.
I've seen beer around 12-year-olds. Your son had a check in AA or something.
What are they drinking? What are these 12-year-olds drinking?
Old English 40s, Jack Daniels. I know guys.
Oh, that's all beer. I'm not talking about beer. I'm talking about Tennessee sipping whiskey.
You're not from Tennessee. You're from
nope.
Corona or whatever.
Nobody holds a liquor like a Tennessee volunteer.
Two drinks ain't holding your liquor. That's getting warmed up and puking up, and that's it. You're done? Two drinks? Boy,
you trying to tell me you can drink more?
I'm trying to tell you, happy hour. I'd love to have you for a customer. Two drinks and you're gone. Man, I'd love you.
What are you laughing at?
Because the guy made a funny comment. Two drinks and you're gone at happy hour.
Hey. Let me tell you something. Let me tell both of you guys this, okay? Nobody holds their liquor like a Tennessee Vol.
Bring your son over. He might be able to drink more at a bar, you know? The guy, how old is he, 14, 13?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me to send my son instead of me to happy hour?
Yeah, I might make more money off him.
Your son would be a better representative of Tennessee.
Oh, crap, he was born in California. He was born in California.
Well, you can say he's from Tennessee.
Nobody holds their liquor.
I know, like a Tennessee Vol.
And my son's a Yankee.
Well, dude, you better dress him up in a Confederate flag and send him on over there, okay? Because it ain't happening. Here's Sacramento on the Phil Henry Show. Well, you're laughing. You're making me laugh. Sacramento, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Yes.
Come on. Now, if you can have two drinks in an hour and then the police think you're legally drunk, okay, this guy, most people can function after having two drinks and they're still driving a car. How can this guy be puking after two drinks?
Hey, what did you just say? You're legally drunk after two drinks.
What are you, 180, 190?
Who, me?
Yeah, you're
I'm 210.
210. You should be able to have two drinks and still be able to drive a car. And you're puking after two drinks?
Wait a minute. I'm talking about Tennessee sipping whiskey now.
What's that, 80 proof?
I'm talking about Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels is 80 proof.
I'm talking about Jim Beam.
Jim Beam, 80 proof.
Okay, Jack. Jack is 86, by the way.
Okay,
86.
All right. You know, if you want to get accurate, it's 86.
43% alcohol.
Read it and weep.
Right, and you haven't two
read
drinks
it and puke.
Like that.
And read it and puke there, pal.
Hey, what'd you say?
I said read it and puke.
Ha, 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 ha. What are you saying there, Ace?
There is no way that you can have two drinks and you're puking.
Hey, look, I've spilt more than you drunk.
Oh, quit it with the cliches, okay?
I don't like being laughed at. I don't like being laughed at.
I'm sorry.
Stop
but
it
I'm
with
not
the.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there laughing at you right now. I mean, all of America is listening to this.
Quit laughing at me.
Oh, come on. Grow up, you jackass.
Quit laughing at me.
I've spilt more than you've drunk.
That is absolutely correct, sir.
All right, stop with all of your cliches, okay? Two big drinks, man, and I'm under the table. Forget it. It sounds to me like you might
Give
even
it
have
up.
It sounds to me like, thanks for your call, sir. It sounds to me like you might even have an allergy to alcohol.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
That means that...
You mean if I get a little on my tongue, I'll throw up?
Yeah, it sounds like your body rejects it. You're puking your guts up after two drinks. There's no disgrace and there's no shame in not being able to drink, okay?
I can drink with the best of them, all right? I can drink with the best of them.
Not with two drinks you ain't drinking with the best of them. San Diego on the Phil Henry Show.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
San Diego, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
How are you? Sir, where are you from?
San Diego.
Where are you from originally?
San Diego.
Have you ever been to Tennessee?
No, I haven't.
If you go down to Tennessee, I'll show you around.
That's okay.
Yeah, show you around where, man? You can take a you guys will walk into a bistro, and that's the night.
I'll show you around.
Well, if he's spilled more than he's drinking, I think he's throwing it up is what he's spilling.
Yeah, you've thrown up more than you've drunk.
All right, goddamn both of you to the...
Yeah, I know, to hell. There he goes.
Sounds like a party.
Thanks. Phil Henry Show. Yeah, man, I've gone fist to fist, toe to toe, mano a mano. 1-800-449-8686.